What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Derek Brown, and on today's show, we are going to go through the 10 best picks of the NFL draft. Starting at number 10, let's not waste any time here, people. Number 10, A.T. Perry, wide receiver out of Wake Forest, selected in the sixth round, pick 195, going to New Orleans Saints. This is an underrated spot here. For A.T. Perry, he was a fantastic value, versatile wide receiver. He can excel versus man and zone coverage. Last year, finished with 75 or higher PFF receiving grades and at least 2.56 yards per route run against both man and zone coverage. With Rashid Shaheed as an unrestricted free agent after this season, Michael Thomas's health is always a question. If Shaheed can't handle the volume, Michael Thomas is injured, you got A.T. Perry, could be the number two in this offense, right behind Chris Olave. Number 9, Osiris Torrance, guard out of Florida. Round 2 pick in the NFL draft. This is a guy that was pegged by a lot of people to possibly be a first-round pick. Heads to the Buffalo Bills, the 59th overall pick. This guy is a mauler in the run game and should also allow Josh Allen to get clean pockets for days. Fourth in PFF run blocking grade. Didn't allow a quarterback hit or a sack. Fantastic value pick by the Buffalo Bills. Number 8, Michael Mayer. He was talked about as being a first-round lock pick, possibly going to go in the top 20 to 25 picks. He slips to the second round, and the Raiders did not let him slip far. At the 35th overall pick, you have Michael Mayer, who should hit the ground running. All he's got to compete for snaps and routes, is Austin Hooper. And Michael Mayer was first in PFF yards per route run, second in PFF receiving grade last year. Michael Mayer could smash in his rookie season as one of the best value picks of this draft cycle. Number 7, Brian Branch. Branch, again, we're talking about a first-round talent, a guy that was continually mocked with inside the top 25, top 30 players in the NFL possibly going to go in this draft. He slipped all the way to the 45th pick, second round of the Detroit Lions. He is going to upgrade their back end, their secondary, their pass coverage. He was 18th in coverage grade last year. He can also play the nickel. A lot of places might list him as a nickel corner and not a safety. Last year, he allowed a 71.5 pass rating and slot coverage, and this was the second most slot cover snaps amongst all collegiate safeties. He is a fantastic value. Number 6, Darius Rush. Darius Rush fell all the way to the 5th round, which is crazy because this is a guy who is continually, his expected draft position was anywhere as high as in the 80s or 70s in numerous mocks. The Indianapolis Colts hit this one out of the park. For a guy that was 35th in man coverage grade last year, the Colts secondary walking into this draft looked rough, but walking away of it, they're smelling like roses. All right, before we get to my top 5 players, we got to talk about his value picks in the NFL draft. I got to tell you, would you like to pulverize your dynasty league mates? Of course you would. So you need to get ready to grind them to a pulp with the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Draft Kit. Go to fantasypros.com/dynasty. You get access to Dynasty Startup, rookie rankings, trade targets, positional primers, in-depth rookie analysis, all for the price of free. We all like free things. And you like to dominate your Dynasty Leagues? Don't miss out. Visit fantasypros.com/dynasty today and build your winning Dynasty team. All right, number five, Corey Trice. And again, yes, we're going deep here, people. Seventh round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers. His expected draft position, we're looking at a guy that was expected to be a top 100 player. Slipped all the way to the 241st pick. Guy is a monster. Trice is 6'3", 206. He allowed a 47.7% catch rate last year. 44th lowest passer rating in coverage. Trice was a fantastic add. And look, Steel Curtain's going to make a comeback. He should be part of it. Number four, Christian Gonzalez. Cornerback out of Oregon was rumored to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Tumbled all the way down the first round board to the 17th pick to the New England Patriots. He was 20th in coverage grade last year, 74.7 passer rating allowed, 25th in zone coverage grade. Christian Gonzalez should be a day one starter. And yes, I'm talking about a first round pick being a value. He should not have slipped outside of the top 10. Number three, we're talking about players slipping in the first round. Then I have to discuss one of the reasons why the Eagles knocked their draft class out of the park, baby. And that's Nolan Smith, edge out of Georgia, was selected 30th pick in the first round, almost fell out of the first round. He was rumored by some as a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Didn't happen, but guess what? Howie Roseman is going to do Howie Roseman things. Smash this pick. Nolan Smith was 8th in pass rush win rate last year. He is going to be a difference maker in Philadelphia. Number two, Adetomiwa Adebare. This talented monster out of Northwestern fell all the way to the 4th round. And again, we're talking about smart teams doing smart things. Indianapolis Colts said, that fall stops now, baby. His expected draft position was sitting somewhere around the 40s, 45th overall. This is a fantastic pick by Chris Ballard. He is an athletic monster, 9.72 RAS score, 99th percentile vertical and broad jumps. Adebuare should be a difference maker on their defense, possibly starting as soon as 2023. Number one guy on the board. Again, we're heading back to Philly, people. You're noticing a consistent trend here. Certain teams crushed the NFL draft. Philadelphia Eagles were one of them. Number one guy here who, until of off-the-field stuff, was rumored as possibly the top overall pick in the NFL draft. That's Jalen Carter, defensive tackle out of Georgia. Slipped to the 9th pick. And the Eagles said, we are going to stop the slide now. You are not falling outside the top 10 players. He was 17th in pass rush win rate last year, 7th in PFF pass rushing grade, 5th in PFF run defensive grade. He's going to be a difference maker, a monster. And yes, the Eagles locker room is going to keep him on the straight and narrow. This was one of the best values, if not the best value of the entire NFL draft. All right, everyone, that is my top 10 picks, the best picks of the NFL draft, highest values on the board. Thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Derek Brown. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.